Okay, we're ready. Thank you.
All right. Well, welcome all to the special board of directors meeting, Monday, August 28th, 2023, 9:17 a.m. Number section one, open session. We're going to call the meeting to order. I'd like to welcome you all to the board of directors meeting for Altus Schools Southern California Nonprofit Board, which operates Adeo Charter School 2, Adeo Charter School 3, Adeo Valley Charter School, Grossmont Secondary School, Mira Secondary School, and Sweetwater Secondary School. I'm Waylon Myers, chairman of the board, and I'll facilitate the meeting. Let's take the roll first. When I call your name, please provide the group with a brief introduction for the benefit of new members and members of the public. All right. Is Laura Barrero here today?
Laura has submitted her resignation.
She's still on the list, so I was double checking if there was any reason for that. All
Right.
right. And Chris Gordon, I think, is not present at this point, right?
Correct.
Correct. Jim Hare?
Jim Herr present. I'm president of Perrin Hall. We've been in business 75 years. We have around 50 employees, and happy to be serving on this board.
All right. Christina Stevens?
Christina Stevens, I have been with my company going on 29 years now, Hydraulic Controls. I am the training and safety coordinator, and I am proud to be a board member.
Fantastic. And I'm Waylon Myers, chairman of the board. I'm also the CEO of Myers Media Group. Been doing that for over 15 years. All right, I believe, Mary, do you want to introduce anybody?
I think we can proceed.
Okay. Then we'll do 1.3, establishment of a quorum. Quorum has been established. Do I have a motion for approval for item 1.3? Either Jim or Christina?
I forget the exact terminology, but
Just I motion or I make a motion for approval is all you have to
okay,
say.
this is okay. This is Jim Herr. I make a motion for approval of item 1.3.
And do I have a second?
And Christina Stevens, I second that motion.
All right, perfect. Okay, so now we will conduct the meeting, and let's all those in favor of conducting the meeting, or do we have to do a
We have to conduct the voting via
voting
roll
for
call.
conducting a meeting? Okay, all right. Let's see. All right, all those in favor of conducting the meeting, say aye. Otherwise, say no. Jim Hare.
Jim Herr, aye.
Christina Stevens.
Christina Stevens, aye.
And Waylon Myers votes aye as well. And now for the Pledge of Allegiance. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. And ready? Begin.
I
I pledge
pledge of
allegiance
allegiance to the
to the
flag
flag of
of
the
the United
United States
States of
of America
America
and to
and
the
to the
Republic
Republic for
for
which
which
it
it stands,
stands,
one
one
nation
nation under
under
God,
God, indivisible,
indivisible,
with
with
liberty
liberty
and
and
justice for
justice
all.
for all.
Thank you, Beth, everybody. I feel like we need music there or something. Make it a little more dramatic. All right, let's move to the approval of the agenda. Item 1.5, approval of agenda. Do I have a motion for the approval with a recommendation from Mary Bixby? Mary, you have a recommendation?
Recommend approval.
Okay. Can I have a motion to make the approval happen?
This is Jim Herr, and I make a motion for the approval.
Great. Can I have a second for that motion?
Christina Stevens, and I second that motion.
Okay, great. Then we have to do roll call approval of the agenda as well. So, Jim Hare,
Jim Herr present.
say aye or no.
Aye, Jim Herr, aye.
Christina Stevens
Christina Stevens, aye.
and Waylon Myers, I vote aye as well. And the agenda is approved. Section 2.0, public comment. Public comment for items of interest to the public and within the scope of Altus Schools Southern California Board non-agenda shall be no longer than 2 minutes. Public comment for agenda items shall be no longer than 3 minutes. Speakers may not yield their time. In meetings held over Zoom, any person who wishes to make a comment on either non-agenda or agenda items shall use the raised hand feature of Zoom to notify the board. In accordance with the Brown Act, no discussion or action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to respond or give direction to staff. All public comment will be heard at this point in the agenda as ordered below. Each agenda item being commented on will have a maximum of 20 minutes allotted, and each non-agenda item will have a maximum of 10 minutes allotted. If necessary, the board chair may equivalently decrease the time for each speaker in order to stay within the allotted maximum. Section 2.1, non-agenda public comment. This is an opportunity for the members of the public to speak to the board on items not on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes, unless otherwise specified, modified by the chairperson. Are there any public comments on items not on the agenda at this time? Don't see any raised hands.
There are none.
Okay. Section 2.2, agenda items, public comment. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items that appear on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. Are there any public comments on agenda items? All right, I don't see any raised hands here, so we'll move on. Section 3.0, consent agenda. All matters listed under the consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and will be approved and enacted by the board in one motion in the form listed below. Unless specifically requested by a board member for further discussion or removed from the agenda, there will be no discussion of these items prior to the board votes on them. The president recommends approval of all consent agenda items. Section 3.1, consent actions, action items for the Odeo Charter School 2, Odeo Charter School 3, Odeo Valley Charter School, Grossmont Secondary School, Miris Secondary School, and Sweetwater Secondary School for each school. 3.1.1, we're to consider the approval of board meeting minutes for June 22nd, 2023. 3.1.2, consider approval of 2023 to 2024 consolidated application. 3.1.2.1, certificate of assurances. 3.1.2.2, protected prayer certification. 3.1.2.3, the LCAP federal addendum certification. And 3.1.2.4, application for funding. Do I have a motion for approval for consent items 3.1.1 to 3.1.2.4?
This is Jim Herr, and I have a motion to approve all those agenda items.
Thank you, Jim. And Christina?
Christina Stevens, I second that motion.
Thank you, Christina. All right, let's vote on that then. Jim Herr?
Jim Herr, aye. Jim Herr, aye.
Great. Christina Stevens?
Christina Stevens, aye.
And Waylon Myers, I vote aye as well. I promise I'll get this smoother next time. This is like going over a rough dirt road. All right, moving on. Section 4.0, board comments and announcements. From time to time, each board member may have topics of interest that they would like to share with the community. These are informational in nature and do not require action. Are there any further announcements or comments? None from me. All right, I think we're clear. Moving to 5.0, adjournment. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
This is Jim Herr, and I put forth a motion to adjourn.
And do I have a second?
This is Christina, and I second that motion.
All right, let's vote on that then. Jim Herr?
Jim Herr, aye.
Christina Stevens?
Christina Stevens, aye.
And Waylon Myers votes aye. That is the adjournment of the meeting and the fastest meeting on record.
Yes, it is.
Thank you for making yourself available. We have these timelines. We actually, according to Ed Code, we could put this forth and get the approval later, but in the spirit of collaboration, making it easy for our authorizers, we're trying to abide by a timeline that requires a special meeting to get approval. So thank you so much, everybody. Thank you, staff, for stepping away from your classrooms. And I hope everyone has a wonderful week.
Thank you very much.
Take care, everyone.
Have a nice week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.